In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you all walk into the Church of God on maybe a Sunday morning, could be a Saturday evening. When I was up at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Springfield, Illinois, we even had one on a Thursday. And we also had one when I was teaching up at the med school in Detroit. We had one on Thursday, so everybody could sort of leave for the weekend, especially in the winter, and do their winter things. And you come into the church, and it's almost like, well, to me, it's kind of like everybody is sort of speaking in some sort of a tongue. And everybody is talking about this and how you doing, where you're going to go. You're going to go to the hockey game. Everybody is sort of glad-handing, and they're thinking about, I haven't seen you for a while, and the noise is incredible. And you're kind of sitting there trying to open it up the hymnal, maybe having some time to prayer, and the people behind you are talking about the lunch where they're going to have roast beef, mashed potatoes, green beans, and who knows what else, and it gets pretty noisy. And then you hear a preacher, pastor-centered sermon with a few jokes, a few off-the-hand kind of comments that are about, well, they're really textualist. And there you're sitting. And so now St. Paul writes to Pastor Timothy about the behavior of the Ephesian Christians and to remind him of his vocation. For indeed, sinning against God and the Sabbath on worship, we have done that. And so St. Paul writes to Pastor Timothy to remind him, as I said, about his vocation and those whom he is serving. I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that, there's a purpose, of course, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and a buttress of truth. We are God's people, baptized, adopted sons and daughters in God incarnate. What goes on herein is all about God who came in the blood and the pain of human childbirth, from the wooden manger to the wooden cross to the empty tomb for the forgiveness of our sins. And great indeed, we confess, the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by the angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in all the world, and taken up into glory. We are here to proclaim God incarnate, who has been and is being proclaimed to all the nations, believed in the world, ascended to heaven, wherein he will return to judge both the living and the dead. This, from St. Paul to Pastor Timothy, is truly the carpus of this epistle. We are grace-privileged to be in the house of the living God, who will not let his church be destroyed. Satan tried, but defeated on the cross and from the empty tomb. Your vocation, my vocation, proclaims that God is God incarnate, that he is our creedal confession on the mystery of godliness. For when you take out the in godliness, you have godless and Satan. Oh yes, Satan still continues to bug us through the flesh, to tempt us to take a bite of the forbidden fruit of sin in many and various ways. And when we bite, we deny the God Creator incarnate who is the foundation of the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. We place ourselves outside of the household of the living God and enter Satan's abyss of what's in it for me? It's self over the Savior. Paul's writing to Pastor Timothy, it isn't about who we are. It is about whose we are. In the household of the living God that we proclaim, who has made us his own. We are in the household of the living God as baptized children to thank, praise, serve, and obey him by faith alone. This is most certainly true. This is our behavior. This is our behavior in Christ for fruitful labor and service. This is Christian conduct in the house of the living God. This is our faith-filled behavior as professors, as teachers, as deaconesses, as students, and staff. St. Paul reminds all of us, oh yeah, you can sit in a church and you can sit there and jaw, and you can tell, you know, funny jokes from the pulpit and draw a lot of attention to yourself, and then people, and this has happened to me, and then they say to you, you're a pastor? And our behavior in the house of the living God, it is all about Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of faith. This chapel, this church of the living God, it is the pillar and the buttress of truth, Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And this, we all, as community of believers, we all confess throughout the world, whether you worship here, whether you're doing field work, whether you're being a vicar, soon for some, ordained into the pastoral office of the holy ministry. What a privilege. What a privilege to be in the house of the living God. This is his grace given to all of us. This, we proclaim, is the mystery of godliness. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.